This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Facing a disconnect of his life support, Charlie Gard's mitochondrial disorder has earned his parents a strange collection of opponents and allies. Opponents include courts, doctors, politicians, including Britain's Theresa May, allegedly Facebook and Twitter, and a now-broken media blackout. Unlikely allies include President Donald Trump, Cher, and a Vatican hospital that has so far been rejected in its offer to care for Charlie. Legal threats by hospitals to retain life and death control over patients on life support extends to the U.S. Texas Right to Life is joining efforts to change a Texas law, which many say gives some doctors too many powers. Critics of arranged early death by suicide assistance or physician action are pointing to the Netherlands' latest report. The legal culture there led to 431 cases of involuntary euthanasia in 1 year. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, Scotland and Wales are offering to pay for North Ireland abortions. Pregnancy centers are suing Illinois after being compelled to promote abortion. And Operation Rescue says Google is blocking searches to its extensive abortion issue resources. They have inexplicably fallen from the top five to near nowhere in web searches. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.